¡Órale!
¡Sí, señor!
¡Ay, ay, ay, ay!
¡Órale! Bienvenidos and welcome to the Familia FFP Podcast. It's Conference Championship Week. I'm Jorge Georgi Martin, and hey, we got a casa llena of primos, you know, because it's the playoffs and everything. We're just bringing it. Ricky Torres, Hector Reyes in the house, our regulars.
What's up, y'all?
¡Órale!
¡Órale!
Also, Primo Nico, who's the you know, kind of like the patriarch as the oldest, Primo Numero Uno. Nico?
I'm the irregular, right? and resident champion.
And yes, el campeón, and our adopted Primo, Greggy Greg, our DFS guru. ¿Cómo estamos, baby?
Oh, man, loving it. I got my margarita, some fine-ass mezcal. Let's do this.
Oh, man. Well, I got cerveza in the house. I got a Firestone Walker Double Jack, double IPA. So good living stuff. Right. Nico, what you got?
I got a Maker's and Mark. I kind of graduated last year and sort of decided to go from Jack to Maker's. And so here I am. Old man in the house.
There you go. You got a degree, man. I got me some Russell's Reserve bourbon here. They're Russell's Reserve's out of the Wild Turkey Distillery. So this stuff is pretty fantastic.
Just nice.
Bourbon on a rock. So it's really.
You know what? I'm gonna get some whiskey later, or whatever, scotch. I'm gonna have
bourbon.
A,
get bourbon, man.
A glass of scotch later. Well, I don't have bourbon on me.
Well, not right.
But I'm definitely. You want to have something hard on ice.
Okay. Oh, out of the cabinet. Yeah, no, yeah, go for it.
Hell yeah. Just make sure that you know you don't spill so that it's really on you. So you know,
exactly.
don't want to be
literally on you, like.
Oh man, well hey primos, we're recording this on the evening of Inauguration Day, January 20th, so it's gonna come out on Thursday. Yes,
hail to the chief.
Hail to the chief. Otra vez. Hey, you know, just want to give our want to wish health and happiness and a lot of great work to El Presidente. That you know, we'll call him Jose, but everybody else will call him Joe Biden. So and Vice President Kamala Harris, first woman. Hey, best of health. Todo bueno for our country. And yep. During these local times, get us, you know, hey, selfishly, we want everything to be good so that our familia gatherings can commence.
Exactly. And anything, tamales.
Oh man. And maybe we could actually, gather and,
maybe even a Vegas draft.
What? Oh, baby. Now we're talking.
White Buffalo.
Oh,
the unicorn for the family.
The Vegas draft, and then we could all go to either a Rams or a Chargers game, and then we can figure out to record right after the game. So
there you go.
We'll find a room for that.
The Raiders.
But hey,
we can go back to high fives and hugging. Although I forgot how to hug. I feel like we're gonna be little small children. They're going to go toward each other. I'm like, what do you do? I don't understand. Left, right.
Just bow.
luckily with my wife and kids, we're still hugging each other. So even though sometimes they, our kids definitely want to give us the Heisman and be like, Mom, Dad, you guys go to the other room. Please leave us alone.
Heisman.
Leave us alone. So, but it's good.
Getting the call to Feidman, you know, that way you kind of like air high five.
That's all it is right now. It's the air high fives. We're air high fives.
We know. Yeah, yes, guys should just do the Heisman to each other. Like, hey, Heisman. Everyone does the Heisman. You see all these guys just do the Heisman to each other. So,
what does that mean? Oh, it's all love. It's all love.
It's a fantasy football thing. You
didn't try a joke, son. You wouldn't understand.
I will say it was kind of fun to see during the inauguration everybody fist bumping each other and even elbow bumping. So that was kind of. Yeah. That was kind of interesting.
At least they take it seriously. It's nice to see that.
There you go. Yeah. Coming from our nurse, coming from our resident nurse. So you speak, Rick. Speak on it.
It's just nice that we can go back to tradition. Kind of go back to what we know.
There you go.
So yes. I think that we have so much going on. We need something to be steady in our lives. And I think this will be the first part of it.
Let's go.
Absolutely.
Let's do this. Let's get to work.
No, it's
everyone except for the first guy we're going to talk in Chisme, but we'll talk about that later.
Oh, it's coming up.
Hey, by the way, what is Chisme from the white guy?
Chisme. Chisme.
It's gossip, girl.
Gossip.
Spanish for gossip.
Oh, Oh, I you guys like on Facebook and stuff like that?
Is
that
yeah, it's gossip. Like it's gossip. It's you know, it's like, the rumor.
It's mail. Like my buddy's girlfriend's Hispanic, and she goes, "Oh my god, my mom told me I like cheese, man." And I'm like, okay,
or the cheese, so you, can it call it, you can call it the cheese. You know, the lady was, what's the latest cheese you got? Oh man,
I thought it was like you stuff like cheese and some meat or something.
Cheese man,
cheese yeah. man. So just so Greg, what
sounds George, really good.
George Lopez, kind of like the godfather of Latino comics, he made the joke that Latina women, especially Mexican women, they only know when to stop making tamales when there's no more cheese made to talk about. So there's no more gossip to talk about.
That's when you know that it's over. All right, yep. We're done. Nothing else to talk about. All right, go home.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. So cheese made.
Like chile and cheese made. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
So, Greg, that's another part of your indoctrination into familia life. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go. What?
Well, maybe I do need to try some of your family's tamales.
Though. Oh, man.
Yes, you do.
There we go. I have to send some up, Greg. My mom's got some in the freezer, man. So I'll see what I can do to.
Okay, good.
To finagle
some. The better the cheese, man, the better the tamale.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, man.
Or during the summer, you got to come down for some carne asada. You know, it's
just, boom. Oh, man. I just got my house here in Mission Hill. So I definitely want to have a. Housewarming, maybe a little Christmas in July.
Should have won the championship.
And then a Greggy Greg would definitely be on the invite list, man. So.
Nice.
That's going to be good.
There it is. Mission Hills is like
What is Valley. Greg in Spanish? Is there a
Gregorio?
Greg name?
Gregorio.
I like that. I've got Gregorio Greg.
Yeah.
Gregorio Greg.
Gregorio Oreo, Greggy Greg.
Yeah, I mean that's just an homage to, you know, us Latinos that have like six or seven names, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's right up our alley.
Why was Gronk an honorably or whatever Hispanic?
Honorary.
We made him an honorary Mexican because of he's Mr. Soy Fiesta.
Oh.
Ah.
Yeah.
He can Señor still do Soy that. Fiesta. I'm sure he'll get a touchdown this week, so.
Yeah, exactly. So if we play him. So yeah, well, speaking of this week, you know, it's conference championship week. You know, we had some great games that were, you know, over the weekend. I mean, you know, not necessarily some classics. Hopefully, fingers crossed, you know, Patrick Mahomes is okay to play this week. But I think the interesting thing about this week is we got two rematches, and both games were actually from week six. So, I think we got the four best teams, the two best teams in each conference. I mean, just wonderful matchups. It's, you know, we got the close point spreads, everything. We're going to have some weather to talk about a little bit. But, you know, before anything, you know, kind of take a look back at the week that was. What were some of the, you know, kind of like, I mean, I'll start it off. DFS did not treat me well.
Me neither.
Yeah. Oh man! Yeah, I.
Deontay Harris.
Mine was Michael Thomas.
Me too, man. I had them both. Deontay Harris, Michael Thomas. That was my double whammy, and it was game over for me. I had a pretty good lead. I was doing well. Everything was kind of falling into place, and then Deontay Harris goes out with an injury, and Michael Thomas just gets shut completely down, and I was out. So, but I came in 14,000th place in one of my DraftKings leagues. So I was pretty, I think there was like out of 20 or 30 something thousand people, I came in 14,000. I won $2 on a $1 game. So I doubled my money. So
I'll tell you something I fell in love with this weekend. And Gregorio, I thought of you the whole time.
Uh-oh.
Was the flash draft. I just played it for a whole game. Uh-huh. I sucked. I feel like I need to learn it more.
Uh-huh.
But it's so fun.
Well, did you hate but let me ask you this. Did you hate the part where you had drafted for that next quarter and then Mahomes was injured and you're like, "Uh-oh. What
no, no. Mine was Lamar Jackson.
He
got injured right before the fourth. Literally the minute before the fourth started, but you know what? That's the one that I still won like $25.
Nice.
Okay.
Because in those flash drafts,
dude,
like sometimes nothing can happen to where like a couple passes to John Brown wins you the whole thing.
Dude, I had John Brown made me some money. He made me some money. 8 catches, man.
I definitely, the flash draft, Hector, George, if you haven't done it, Try it. It's so fun because it's a live draft that happens every 3 minutes. So however many people, usually it's like 1,300 people if you pay a dollar. And those 1,300 people have to make the same five decisions as you. And you just watch it after that. And there's a lot of fun little bonuses. So there's really cool decisions you got to make. In it. Like you had to pick between Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, or Stephon Diggs times two.
Or, yeah. Or here's the best one. In the fourth quarter, if you see a kicker 3X, take it.
Yeah. You know what was funny, Greg, is that when I was watching it friggin' in the Baltimore game, they kept missing kicks.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And I was like, I don't think I want any kickers.
Yeah. Well, those shank right or was it pole right, pole left?
He hit both of them. What's his name?
From the Ravens. Oh, my
Tucker.
God. Tucker. Oh, yeah.
Justin Tucker, he's usually money, man.
Yeah.
And sometimes, I mean, it'll say Josh Allen, and then you have the two kickers to pick from between those three players. And sometimes Josh Allen, if it's the fourth quarter, he might not throw that much at all, and a kicker will get a quick 4 points, which will lead the league in that quarter. So
here's
fun. Try it next time you're in it.
Yeah, so here's where it's like Vegas. You know when you're like in Vegas and you're like sit at the blackjack or any table and you're like, okay, this one – I'm pushing in, right? You're going to go heavy. So in flash draft, it's like the $333. Like, is this the one I throw the 300 in? You know, is this the one that I go up to the $100 level? And you got to know. So like, if it's coming down to the end of the first quarter, you know who's going to have the ball in the second quarter, right?
Yeah,
so like,
I'm gonna that's go, what I was thinking too.
You know what I mean? So there's ways to take advantage of it. And then here's the other thing. There's dead money. There could be like 10% dead money. Some guys are in their car just driving and maybe playing. They don't have the radio broadcast or they don't have XM. Me. And there's like guy like injured and they're like, oh, I just picked a guy that's injured, right? But they never knew it until later, you know? So there's some advantages to be gained in it. But yeah, for another time, right? So.
Yeah. You know what's better than flash draft? Super flash draft.
I thought you'd say flashers.
Those are good too.
Those happen throughout the game.
Yeah, you have to do it during the quarter before.
That's where I just have it. That's where it just all happens for me. So I send Nico's those little screenshots. He's like, damn.
So during the first quarter, you're drafting for the second quarter.
Right. And then you can draft for the first quarter during the day. I think they start sometimes between 6 and 8 hours before. And then you can just draft for that first quarter. And here's what I tell everybody. Always pick the home team. Players first because, and don't ask me why, but because the visiting team gets the call, the coin toss, I give them the automatic advantage to defer because they usually defer. So that means in the first quarter, the home team usually has the ball most of the time first. So take that.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Okay.
Now we can really break it down if you want. I mean, I had way too many Saturdays, Sundays. Wait, Monday nights, Tuesday nights. We had Wednesday night. We had Thursday night football this year. Oh, God.
Dude, the thing is, Georgie, you can only do, if you were on it, like the first quarter, second quarter, you can do like maybe 10 lineups each quarter because it takes 4 minutes for every lineup to go through.
Yeah.
So you'll be watching the second quarter, preparing your third quarter lineup, just busy the whole time. And it just makes time fly. It's really fun.
Flash draft.
It's like Ben's drinking, but fantasy-wise.
Hey, so new microphone sounds good, Nico.
Oh yeah,
that confidence is skyrocketing.
Look at that, Nico.
Mr. Microphone, I put aside and I got a real
Mr. Microphone. That's like their late 70s, right?
Hey, good microphone. We'll be right back to pick you up,
Mr. Microphone.
Oh,
you millennials, you don't even know what I'm talking about.
Way back.
So now when you do, so one thing on this weekend, it's going to be a flash draft. Is it just going to be for it's going to be just for the one game, right? So,
no, it's for whatever game's playing live.
Oh, okay. So
it'll be for both of them.
Yeah. So it'll be like, so you can only do the flash draft for, you know, when it's Packers Bucks, you can only do flash draft for that next quarter for that one. Yeah. So,
okay. Yes.
So I'm fired up. I think I may have to jump in on that.
Yeah, I might jump in there and throw my hat in the ring.
Yeah,
you know. Start off with a couple dollar games. If you win one of those, you graduate to just doing the $5 ones.
I'll be doing that.
Money happens.
Get practice
and then you're spending $300 a quarter. Yeah.
It's fun. I can't wait for you guys to do some of the dead money Greg talks about for me.
Dead money is just as good as live money, so I'll take it. I'll take all of it.
Well, hey, boys, let's get into some cheese man. Ricky, do you want to do the honors on El Primero?
Philip Rivers, Crimea Rivers, has retired after 17 lovely seasons. I loved what he did for the Chargers, San Diego, and LA. He gave me a lot of memories. I was very proud when we drafted him, very proud when we got rid of Breece to get rid of him, but obviously I'm an idiot. he's number five all time with 63,440 pass yards. Number five with 421 pass yards, just one ahead of Dan Marino. So I'm proud of him for doing that. Number 12 with a 95.2 QB rating, four spots ahead of Joe Montana.
Greatest.
Number 23rd with 209 passes intercepted. Why do you got to put that stat in there, George? Come on. And eight Pro Bowls. So he's very distinguished, I think is the word you would say.
That is a good word, distinguished.
But he didn't get the Super Bowl. We got close. I say we because I used to play you on the team, I guess.
Yeah, him and LT, right? Him and LT almost went
to the Super. Were amazing to watch. And him and Antonio Gates was even better.
Yeah, so, man.
God bless. And I mean, I don't want to say good riddance, but
God bless. Oh, no, come on. He gave you so much joy. You're never going to say good riddance. But you know what? Happy retirement.
Only because I don't want to have to go against him.
Yeah.
And I think he's got a lot of kids. He's got to go take care of them.
Well, let me ask you this. Who's the greatest Charger quarterback ever?
Ferragamo? Well, that was Rams, Philip
Rivers. No, that was what's his name.
A lot of people would want to say Fouts, but I love
Fouts. That's what I'm thinking of. Guy with the big beard.
It's got to be Philip Rivers. No, it's got to be Rivers.
Right. It's got to be Rivers.
It's got to be Rivers. It's got to be the shoes.
Top five all time in touchdowns and yards. I don't think Fouts was ever – able to claim that.
Nope.
Any time in his career.
Nope.
So
there you go. I mean, Fouts was incredible, and he was one of, I mean, with the Air Coryell offense being what it was, and it was one of the, I mean, that Air Coryell offense was really just kind of the godfather to the West Coast offense, and then, you know, everything that's happening now. I mean, I think Fouts was only the second player ever to get 4,000 yards, but honestly, I mean, the run of excellence that Philip Rivers had 16 years is it's
the passion. You know what it is? It's the passion that I'm going to miss, because obviously everyone wants to win, but you could tell he wanted to win because you saw him yelling and you saw him talking crap out there. And that's what I'm going to miss most out of him.
Now he's going to work at Rivers Daycare, you know.
Now he's going to coach. So I hope he finds his way back to the Chargers by coaching.
I mean, we're seeing the changing of the guard, right? I mean, you know, how many more years does Brady have left? How many, you know, we're already seeing Breeze is probably going to retire. We got Aaron Rodgers, maybe a couple more. And, you know, we got
Do you think Breeze would have already retired by now? Or do you think he's waiting?
I don't know, man.
I think he's waiting. I think he's waiting.
But do you think he's done?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the new crop of young QBs.
He's got like 12 other ribs.
Did you see the throw? Apparently he's got a torn rotator cuff. So that's something that came out today.
Breeze?
Yeah, Breeze.
So that would have been nice to know last week when I set my draft.
It looked like, I mean, Kings it really looked, it really looked like he would just, I mean, he had nothing on any balls. I mean, nothing was going.
He was off. I mean, there was that ball where Michael Thomas was open in the end zone. It just did not look like he was, you know, it was like, throw it. And he just kind of waited a little bit and just like, it did not look like typical Drew Brees. I was just really.
Yeah, guys, you sound like our president talking about like losses from a week ago.
Oh, no, he's not our president anymore. He's not our president anymore. Remember that.
Our old one. Well, let's continue with Chiefs, man. I want to talk about the new head coaches.
Please, go for it. You can start off on that
one. We got Brandon Staley. Georgia, I remember you texted me. I think I was sleeping. You just wrote, Staley, what do you think? And I was like, who the hell is that? What do you mean? I was waiting for Eric Bieniemy or however you say it.
Yeah.
But with Staley, I think there's history with the Chargers. I believe I saw somewhere that he had something to do with drafting Herbert, but I'm not entirely sure. But I'm excited. A lot of people are talking crap because they feel like the Chargers are just trying to be cheap and save money. But you know what? It's an exciting time to be a Chargers fan. So why not throw something new in there? Because everything at the Chargers right now is new.
Well, I think it's interesting that they went to the defensive side of the ball, though apparently Staley was a quarterback in college. So
yes,
it's really cool that he knows both sides of the ball. He's young. I don't think he had anything to do with him because he was with the because he was with Fangio, with first with the Broncos last year, and then before that they were in Chicago together. So I'm looking at, yeah, Staley, but I mean, he's gonna do a great defense. And the interesting thing is going to be, who does he bring in to run the offense and kind of continue Herbert's, development.
Dominance. So that, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. That's the thing, because the one thing that I look at is they had so much success with him this year with the people that he had, and you know, those people aren't guaranteed to come back, you know, Pep Hamilton being one of them as the quarterback coach. So
we'll see what happens. Yeah. I think with Staley, I know he just got the tight end coach from the Titans, I believe.
Oh yeah.
So he's starting to build his team around him. I think it's one of the best jobs to go to next to the Jags, because the Jags have a crap load of picks this year in the draft, and they got the number one. But the Chargers look good. They look like they can actually pull off a winning season.
Yeah, I mean, over the last week, Urban Meyer became official with the Jags, so they're going to be a really interesting team. We'll see, is he going to be like Nick Saban and kind of like a 500 coach, or is he going to be Jimmy Johnson? So, or something in between. But also, go ahead, Ricky.
No, I was going to say it's going to be one of those big bets, because all the names you're going to name off right now, Arthur Smith from the Titans to the Falcons, Dan Campbell from the Saints to the Lions, Robert Salah from the Niners to the Jets. That is staying within the NFL, compared to Urban Meyer is grabbing from the college, and that hasn't worked out a bunch of times, but it has worked out in the case of Pete Carroll. Yeah. And that's all I can think of.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's Pete Carroll.
So Urban Meyer, I wish the best for, but who else has shown they can go from one to the other and be successful?
Well, I think the only ones that have won the Super Bowl after coaching in
Harbaugh was real quick.
Harbaugh got to the Super Bowl, but then after that, just kind of fell. After Kaepernick left, it almost felt like Harbaugh's success was contingent on Kaepernick. Because once Kaepernick was gone, Harbaugh just kind of fell off and he just disappeared.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's kind of like he knew. It's like, I'm not going to ride out the bad years. I'm going to go. So.
But it is interesting. I mean, they've got when you look at these guys, and we'll talk about them more. I mean, Smith, he developed Ryan Tannehill. Dan Campbell has been Sean Payton's right-hand man with the Saints. So he definitely has been instrumental in building a great lineup with. Actually, I'll be very interested to see what he does with DeAndre Swift next year and whatever quarterback. And Saleh, you know, from the defensive side of the ball, and apparently he's going to be bringing some 49ers coaches to the Jets. So, you know, they're going to need to be getting a running back.
He goes with like an entourage.
Oh, he looks badass. He looks badass. Yeah, maybe it's because I shaved my head too. So I'm rooting for him. Oh man. Well, so far only the Texans and Eagles are without coaches. So apparently Eric Bieniemy is, you mentioned him earlier, Ricky, he's a candidate for both.
Who wants to go to the Texans? They just seem.
It depends.
Listen,
I mean, Deshaun Watson doesn't even want to go there.
Right. That Grady Ricky is exactly right.
They have one of the best defensive players in J.J. Watt, yet they still have one of the worst defenses in the league.
Yeah, because that's
the Eagles. The Eagles want to say, hey, Wentz is our quarterback. I think we all know that's not the truth, right? So
I think they're going to get rid of Wentz. They just need to find the right price and let the new head coach decide that. But well, the Eagles are young. The Eagles are young, and the Eagles are in a crappy league to where you get six wins next year. You get the NFC East or whatever championship.
That one. I mean, the one thing I still don't. I don't know. There's a part of me that's kind of like the Texans are not going to be dumb enough to trade Deshaun Watson. They're going to
he's forcing their hand though, isn't he?
They have to.
He has some crazy. I was reading about it. He has some crazy clauses in his contract. Like they gave him a crazy contract. Like he has a no trade clause. And he has like crazy leverage against him. Like he can pretty much force their hand, and they can do nothing. It's crazy what he has.
He could be like an NBA player, but again,
yeah,
you know,
it's NBA contract. What they said, yeah, he's got an NBA.
He needs to go to the Washington football team
contract, basically.
Ooh, yeah, but they don't have any kind of draft picks. I think if he gets traded, it's either going to be to the Dolphins, who have the number 3 pick overall, or the Jets, who have the number 2.
See that?
Hmm?
I'd see the Jets, but not Miami.
What if Miami gives them the number 3 pick and Tua?
Nah, I don't think that's worth Deshaun.
Yeah, you know, they could get Tua and then grab, like, you know, an offensive lineman or a Devontae Smith or somebody, you know, some stud like that. I mean, you know, the interesting thing is that number 3 pick was originally the Texans pick. But they gave that up for Laramie Tunsil, their left tackle. So he's good, but
they're horrible at trades. So who knows what they're gonna do?
But that's gonna be something that's gonna give us plenty to talk about, and also something to talk about. You know, the league, there's gonna be no NFL Combine, which is kind of sad because you know the NFL Network, it gave them 3 days worth of programming. So it's kind of a little sad that's happening. But yeah, it's gonna be college days. You know, pro days.
You know what?
I'm sure that instead of the combine, someone's going to think of a creative way to still get the players out there in front of the media doing insane acts of strength and all this just to get, you know, their name higher. Because just going up a few picks gets you $1 million more.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Muy cierto. Muy cierto. But it's going to be, we'll see. I mean, I was listening to a podcast with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks, and they were talking about the fact that last year, you know, some scouts were saying that they had to concentrate on the tape, on college tape, instead of just concentrating on the combine. And they felt like they did better by concentrating on just how the football players play, which is a novel concept.
Yeah, I feel like it's like when you see a team that looks good on paper, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be good in the game. So I guess, yeah, you see a guy who can bench press an enormous amount, that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to transfer that to the game.
Yeah. I don't, so it's going to be fun. So now we're looking at let's go to the Rams. So there's all this talk that there's kind of a fractured relationship between Sean McVay, head coach, and their quarterback, Jared Goff. And, you know, McVay was talking about the fact that you know, not doing a full-on vote of confidence for Goff as the starting quarterback. You know, it's, you know, as a Ram fan, it's kind of rough to think about that. But I'm just looking at the fact that I don't think there's a guarantee that Goff comes back as the starting quarterback. And
does that mean they draft this year a quarterback?
Well, they don't draft till the second round. They don't have a first round draft pick because they gave that up for Jalen Ramsey, which, you know, if we saw Jalen Ramsey play this year, he was definitely worth giving up the first round pick. But, you know, it's funny. I had a friend of mine say, oh, they should trade Jared Goff for Deshaun Watson. Is like, really? Really? Okay. You think they're going to do that?
They would. I saw their last trade. So.
Oh, of course they'd do that. But, you know, it's like, would yeah, it's no, it's not, no, no están tan locos. So I look at the fact that I think the Rams are stuck with Goff. I mean, I liked Goff, but I mean, I feel like he might've gotten a little bit exposed this year. I hope he makes whatever adjustments need to get made if he's going to remain the quarterback, because I think he's going to have to, because they've got a lot of money invested in him. A lot of money invested in him, and they can't really just trade that very easily.
I feel like the kryptonite of football quarterbacks is playing the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. after that, you just don't have it in you. It's like Tom Brady sucked the power out of Foles and Wentz and the what's the guy Cooper or not Cooper Kupp, but the quarterback in LA and even Matt Ryan. It's like, what happened to all these guys? They're Super Bowl quarterbacks. And all of a sudden we're talking about them not having their team anymore. Meanwhile, Tom Brady's about to be in another Super Bowl almost.
I know he's that's incredible. Who put up on our WhatsApp the other day that since 2000, Tom Brady's been in, you know, one NFC championship and the Cowboys have been in zero.
Oh yeah. So. Cowboys been there 27 seasons and yeah, they haven't been to the championship game. So, something like that is awesome.
Oh, let's stop me hating on my Cowboys. Come on.
But they have been there. Didn't they lose to Green Bay with like, you know, what wasn't a catch by Des Bryant?
Oh, yeah.
Right, that was Gregorio? Close. Do you remember that catch? Because I won a lot of money.
Yeah, I remember that catch. I remember that non-catch.
It's a touchdown.
Yeah.
Or how about that?
That's how I know you're
Romo. The Romo placeholder, the
botch kick against the Seahawks.
Oh, dude.
Oh, beautiful, awesome. Beautiful. That's why I love the Cowboys, because no one loses like them. The Chargers are pretty bad too, but the Cowboys, they are drama.
How about them cheerleaders?
Yeah, though you say that, and you're wearing a Tom Brady jersey.
Well, that's my mom. My parents divorced, you know. So I got the Cowboys and I got the Patriots, you know. So yeah.
And you know,
Brady was on fire. I mean, his guys were dropping balls like crazy, and they still won. You know, I was like, wow. So if they could learn to catch the ball, I think
not the Eagles game, because Gisele Bündchen came out talking crap about all the wide receivers, saying, "Well, my husband can't throw and catch the ball."
That was awesome. So I remember that. That was so awesome. That was so awesome.
And that was like a super high scoring game too. That was an awesome Super Bowl.
Oh, it was incredible. It was incredible. That was the
I wish I was doing DraftKings when that game happened.
And and she was complaining, even though her hubby threw for 500 yards in that game. So James White was catching everything forever, but
he can't throw and catch. I think he's a god. Yeah.
Well, one guy that I thought was a god this year and really just amazing was AJ Brown. And apparently this week it was announced that he had surgery on both of his knees, and that they were and he came out and was saying that they were talking about shutting him down after week two. So, I mean, to think that he did that and he got over 1,000 yards, he got 11 touchdowns. I mean, just amazing to think that. So, you know, I know he was sitting out a lot of practices. So, I mean, you know, hopefully rest and rehab, because he's one of my favorite players. I don't know. What do you guys think?
He's huge. That's why I think he's great. But I don't like buying high on him, because he's up some games, down some others. I've never been a Tannehill fan.
Okay, which one of you guys had him on your fantasy team?
Georgie, by far.
I had him on one of mine. Yeah, I had him on one of exactly. Oh, he was funny.
Someone
was funny.
Who I had on my team that ruined my team friggin' Michael Thomas.
Yeah,
last week. And now it looks like he's going to undergo surgeries this offseason to repair damage in his ankle. So that begs the question, is this why he had such a horrible 2020? And does this mean he's not going to be a first-round pick in 2021?
I wouldn't draft him in the first
round. Well, who's going to be the quarterback over there? Because, I mean, as Drew Brees goes, Michael Thomas goes. You know, that was like, you know, Devontae and Aaron Rodgers. So if you get rid of – if Drew Brees is gone, that changes everything.
So but if you look at Jameis Winston's playoff statistics this year, he was on fire. So maybe he could do it next year.
I mean,
one pass for one touchdown. So
exactly, yeah, exactly. He threw for 1,000%, or he's batting 1,000. So good for him.
So maybe that's who it is. And honestly, Mike Evans and Godwin tore it up fantasy wise with Winston. So maybe Davis or Michael Thomas does the same.
We're gonna see. I mean, there is the possibility that Taysom Hill is the guy. So vamos a ver. But this is something to keep an eye on.
He's got torn deltoid, which I believe was the arm. And other injured ligaments in his high ankle. That sucks because wide receivers are all about their legs. So, I mean, he's not going to be able to do the cuts. I think he's done being a first-round draft pick for fantasy football.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Or a nurse in the house?
Think about it. Even without Breeze, I think Hector's right at that point. He was going to throw it to him. So I think Thomas will never be a first-round draft pick anymore. First-round draft pick.
Did Breeze officially retire?
I think we're expecting.
I think we're all ready for it.
Yeah, especially after Rivers.
Or it's not Breeze. In Chisme yet. It's not in Chisme yet.
It's not yet, but it's the tea leaves are speaking and they're pointing in that direction.
Mm. Yeah, Brady was throwing footballs to Drew Brees' kids the other day. So I think that's like a changing of the guard right there.
Yeah, that's kind of like, right. It's not as competitive as it used to be back in the day. This is what it is. We're just, riding into the sunset, right?
Yeah. And the next news we have is going to be very welcomed because it was one of the worst committees. I just hated it in all of fantasy football. And that was the Ravens committee. Mm-hmm. And it looks like the Ravens are waiving Mark Ingram, age 31. Does Mark Ingram have a future anywhere?
Somewhere. He went to Alabama, so he's got to.
Someone's good. That's his whole resume.
I played for Bama. If you're an Alabama running back, you're gonna get picked up somewhere.
We didn't see much of him this year, but I feel like he's still quick. He's fast. He's a good running back. Does he lead a team? I don't think so. I think he's part of another committee, probably with Frank Gore.
Yeah,
I know Frank Gore is retiring, huh?
Frank Gore is open to coming back. Frank Gore is open to coming back. Yes. He said it on Adam Schefter's podcast a couple weeks ago.
Man. He gets a senior discount at the bar, hotel.
Oh, Frank.
God bless. He's
a Grecian formula commercial.
The Grecian formula. He's over there next to what's his name? Mahomes is doing the Selsun Blue or whatever, the head and shoulders. And there he is doing a Grecian formula.
NFL AARP. I know that's a lot of letters. You guys will figure it out.
He's doing the testosterone commercials with Bo Jackson.
Exactly. I mean, Ingram, I mean, I think somebody will throw, $1 million, a couple million dollars to add Ingram and to be, kind of like maybe the veteran in a team, or maybe even if a team doesn't want to spend money on draft capital on a running back, maybe they bring him in with somebody else. You never know. You just never know. It's not injury that's driving him out. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's back.
Well, and if I win the lottery, I'll give you guys each $250,000. How about that?
Just so we feel like you already did. You got lucky to win the fantasy championship.
Yeah. Seems like lucky. I'm lucky, see?
Powerball, or what is it? The multi, I don't know. It's
Powerball. $1 billion.
Powerball or Mega Millions?
Double what Patrick Mahomes is worth.
$1 million.
Oh, man. Well, hey, let's get into the conference championships, event.
We forgot some important chisme here.
I mean, what we got Greggy Greg.
Are we talking, tequila of the week here? Should we?
dígame, primo.
Our drug dealing brothers.
Let's go.
Show us Mezcal Hoven over the border.
Good soil over there.
These picks are brought to you by Mezcal Hoven, and an autographed bottle I need you not here. So let's get into it.
So the beauty about this one, and Greg, you've done this a lot, is with two games you could do a two-game slate or individual games with captains. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about, when we're talking about values on this one, we're going to be talking about how much the guys are worth in the two-game slate, but definitely we'll be talking about who's good for who are good options and maybe going to have tough options. Starting off, we got Buccaneers and Packers. Yep. The Packers are 3.5-point favorites, 51.5-point over under. Snow is in the forecast.
Boom.
We got weather with a high of 28. It's going to be kind of like a 2 o'clock game their time, 2 or 3 o'clock game with a 50% chance of snow showers. So a little bit of wind, which I remember Devontae Adams was on a podcast with Chris Collins. We're talking about how, when it's snow, you throw. So
yeah,
that's like the exact opposite that I would think.
Well,
I remember LeSean McCoy getting over 200 yards with the Bills in the snow.
Oh, I remember.
I think it was the Eagles at the time.
I remember that game.
The Bills.
That game was a whiteout. So,
yeah, and that's where I felt like, all right, so you got to run it. But Davante Adams does play often in the snow, so.
So when I'm looking at this one, you know, you got Tampa Bay with Tom Brady. You know, had a great season. He's obviously used to playing in the cold in the time in New England. But
Tom Brady? Oh, okay.
But he obviously has had his blood thinned out playing in Florida, living in Florida.
His arthritis is going to act up in the cold.
Oh, man. But, you know.
See, Nico knows what I'm talking about.
Is it Rodgers? I mean, Greg, we'll start with you. Rodgers or Brady in this game?
So let's note that we're recording this on a Wednesday night, and so there are some injury situations with the receivers. The big three are all – something's wrong, right? So, you know, Evans, he wasn't moving that great, but he's got size so he can still get vertical. Godwin, hip, finger, and then, of course, you've got A. Brown with his little knee issue. So, you know, the weather – and note this, in Green Bay – it's not like it's the frozen tundra anymore, right? That is a very nice, warmed field with like these heat coils going through it that they allows them to cut. The snow's there. It does get the advantage to the offense on moving, but you know, it's not like that hard, super hard field that they used to play on. So it is a well maintained field. So here's what you got to do. So if you're looking, and I think we talked a little bit about this, is that if you got to go with one lineup, you know, you're probably not going with the quarterback from this game, right? If you're going to play three lineups, then maybe you have, you know, a Brady, you got a Rodgers set, and then you got, you know, either a Mahomes or an Allen set, but you got to pick three of the four. And this one right here, I want to wait a few days, but I'll just give you what I think. I went against Brady last week, right? I was like, okay, the defense is going to get to him again. And Brady was well protected the entire game. So now I'm thinking, well, if the, you know, Saints couldn't get to him, how are the Packers going to get to him, right? So, but we'll see. I don't know.
Saints have a strong defense, so that's a good point.
Yeah, and he still worked him, and he had what, five interceptions in the two games during the season, or was it four? Whatever, yeah. It was a lot. So you know, and then the Bucs defense stepped up, and they're just getting better. They've always had a good defense, so nobody's ran really well against the Bucs all year. And is that because there's too much passing going on in the game? But thinking about it, you're going Rodgers, Devontae, right? You know, home in the snow, that would be my first pick. As we get closer to the game, when we hear more about the injuries, then I'm going, you know what? Maybe I throw a lineup in there. Because remember, in order to win those big tournaments, you can't think like everybody else. You got to take some chances. So going Brady with Fournette and then Evans and Godwin is a great super stack, right? To just dominate that game. And Fournette's cheap. You could even then come back with Justin Adams to fill in. You don't need to have Rodgers, right? So no kickers or, you know, I don't know. We'll see. But it's, you know, the tight end, you'll see that Tanyan really hasn't stepped up that weekend. Then the damn lizard showed up.
Oh, what a great catch.
And that's
week.
Where that's I where like, I feel like that's where you're going to find discount is dude, in Lazard and MVS.
Yeah.
That's where I feel like if you want to save money with getting Davante Adams, get those other two, because honestly, if they throw this whole game, Aaron Rodgers is going to have to throw quick, because that front four for Tampa Bay, they get to the quarterback quick. They cause those quick throws. So Rodgers is going to have to throw to the first guy available. So I expect him to have to spread the ball a lot this game.
So here's the guy that I would stay away from is Ronald Jones, right? He was clearly hurt running that game. Where it was a hammy biting up his glute. You know, you saw him pull up during some of those runs. But see, Fournette, he catches passes. He's like a wide receiver. I think he got four or five balls again on six targets or something like that. So that's the same amount of receptions that, you know, any of the other receivers could have. So, you know, other than that, I wouldn't stay away from Jones. Brate is obviously the tight end, super cheap, and could be a nice play this week for sure. Gronk.
More than Gronk?
Gronk's been getting nothing, right? He's a decoy now. He's a great blocking tight end, but he's been doing nothing, right? A catch, maybe.
You don't think Brady's like going to reward him with the, you know, their big touchdown in the playoffs on a new team?
I think you
that's what I've been waiting for.
Two catch guy. He's the two catch guy now, you know, where it's two catches, 26 yards. Maybe it's that 31 yarder down the gut, you know, and he gets it and he falls or whatever, but you need to be going after guys who are going to be getting those consistent catches and targets right now, right? So, other than that, I don't see a defensive game. I see that field sort of like, I mean, what is the snow? How much snow are we talking here? 50% chance of snow?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. But anyway, so I'm thinking, you know, the game's going to get to the in the 20s. They're both going to get theirs. But at the goal line, you guys know this. It's Mike Evans at the goal line. It's Davante Adams at the goal line, right?
Yep.
And then
yep.
tight ends can all both fill in there. They're pretty similar, you know. So, hey, honey.
And oh. Brady finds it easier to cheat when it's snowing.
Yeah. Tuck, tuck.
Oh man, heck, do you got anybody you like in this game?
I like Fournette, man. I think Fournette's a great value. Just like Greg was saying, yeah. I think that I've already created a lineup. Yeah. He's exactly last week. I think the last 2 weeks in a row, Fournette's rushed for over 100 yards. I could be wrong. Or was it 63 last week? Week before that was over 100 and a touchdown. So the guy's
that's because there's no Jones though. So
yeah, well, yeah, but that's true. But even with Jones was listed as healthy last week. They listed him as available, and Fournette just took you know, 17 carries, 63 yards. So I definitely like Fournette. I like Brate as well. I think I have Brate as a good value pick as well. I think Brady likes to dump off to Brate. So I definitely like Fournette and Brate. If you're going to throw a couple lineups together, I have both of those guys in my lineups.
Good.
The one that I'm looking at is, you know, Aaron Jones a little bit. Just because horrible. I mean I know it's some money
do it
on him.
Do it and I thought Hector's picks were bad, but go ahead with Jones.
Well, I like Fournette. The one thing that's interesting, you know, it's kind of like I'm on two sides of the fence with Aaron Jones. He only got 43% of the carries. He got 14 carries last week, and Jamal Williams got 12. So
because at the end of the game I feel like they just needed to save Aaron Jones.
Yeah,
and use Jamal Williams in the fourth.
I don't know,
and that's what they did. They just did it to waste time.
But I look at the fact that Alvin Kamara. I mean, the whole season has been you don't run on Tampa Bay. You don't run on Tampa Bay, and then Alvin Kamara last week at 85 yards. Alvin Kamara's a stud, but you know Aaron Jones, is someone that's a stud. I'm playing Davante Adams all day long. In fact, I've got a lineup. Mm-hmm. I'm playing around with a lineup that's got Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams stack. So it's something to go after. The Tampa Bay defense, they really balled out last week, but I'm just kind of wondering. You know, number one, they were really they knew they didn't have to play any kind of deep balls. Because of Breeze, that's not going to be the case this week. I mean, you're talking about Aaron frickin' Rodgers, the MVP of the league. He's going to be throwing it. He's going to be throwing it short. He's going to be throwing middle. He's going to throw it long. He's a stud. So they're not going to be able to just, you know, cheat up with him. So that to me, that plus the fact that these guys are coming from Florida. They're going to be in 80 degree heat all week, and then they're going to get there on Saturday and be like, you know,
exactly.
You know, it's 30 degrees.
Can I even breathe? Can I even breathe?
Yeah. So
they're not going to like it. They're going to be very uncomfortable where the Packers are going to be very comfortable, which is a big advantage.
So I think that's going to be the big thing. So if I'm loading up on players from this game, I'm leaning towards the Packers. Though I do like Fournette in this game. I do like Fournette.
Yep.
So
I think as a value play, you got to look at the considerations for Jamal Williams. He is like at 4,400, but we got to see about his injury as well to see if he's getting playing time. If he's out and Dylan's hurt, then A. Jones becomes a pretty big play here where he'll play the entire game and catch passes. Because remember, he can be a 5 or 6 catch guy easily. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So. Exactly. Get those dump offs from Rodgers, and just all of a sudden it's like, you know, he's got another 40, 50 yards from, you know, on the pass. So in the passing game. So that's definitely a good one.
Can I ask Greg a question here?
Yeah, go for it.
So last time you've been really high on Gronk and you know what he's been doing. And actually, I think that might be a good combo because Brady's familiar with him in the cold and those guys are both at Green Bay. But Brate was just, I see him as this little favorite toss off and he's always loved the tight ends. I mean, he's always had double tight ends and that's where he was successful. So I see Brate getting at least one touchdown on this.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree.
Yeah. So, I mean, Brate's $200 cheaper. If you wanted to play conservative, then you go with Brate, yeah, to save a couple hundred bucks. But again, Gronk is gonna. This is the week. You know, I don't know who said it, but he's gonna find his way to get his. You know what I mean? After they know that Brate's getting open and dropping underneath those zones, Gronk's gonna sneak right down the middle. You know he gets those nice little post rips, right? So,
oh, that's I like that. I like that.
Thing. Receiver value, real quick here on this game. If you, again, we got to pay attention to injuries. So there was a catch made by, God, what was that guy's name? Tyler Johnson.
Oh, Tyler Johnson. Oh, that was okay. The catch of the week.
Yeah. Right. So this guy is the guy that replaced Antonio Brown. I don't know if Antonio Brown is going to be quite there. However, Antonio Brown's knee injury is not going to prevent him from doing sprints down the field as a decoy. This guy is only like $3,000 in the millionaire setting, right? When we talk showdown later, he's like $200 or $400. So we'll talk about that later. But Tyler Johnson could be a sneaky play, as well as Miller, Sean Miller that used to be playing for when Godwin was hurt, or Scotty
Miller. Oh, Scotty Miller.
Yeah. So anyway, a couple guys to pay attention to as we see the injuries come out, and then Equanimeous St. Brown, one of the greatest names in sports, is hurt.
Haha, Clinton Dix.
So, yeah, so look at him. And then the other guy, MVS, Valdez-Scantling, again, at 3,900. If you're going the Rodgers-Adams way and you want to win $1 million, then you're saying Rodgers is going to go huge for 3 or 4 touchdowns, and you're probably going to get one of those to a receiver as well. So, anyway. So, they give it up. Tampa Bay can give it up to the receiver. So, look at MVS or Lazard is a little more expensive. But I think they just put questionable tags on everybody this week anyway. So, anyway.
Everybody's questionable when it's cold.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Orale. Who's going to win? Who's going to win?
I'm saying Green Bay.
God, I don't even – it's funny. Nick and I talk every week, and he does more lines and over-unders and stuff, and I'm all like about sports and fantasy, points and stuff. And I'm like, who do you think? I go, and I just really don't know, because I'm all about just the individual performances. But if I had to go, I got the Brady shirt on. I'm going Brady.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. All right. All right. Nico.
I'm going Tampa Bay too. So.
Bingo.
Plus 3 points.
Hector.
Yeah. All right.
Hector, who do you think?
I'm going Green Bay. I just think, they're – they're playing in their house, man, in their conditions. And, they're impervious to cold. They're like Dr. Freeze from DC Comics. You know what I mean? There's just no way that the cold affects them at all. Where here we have, these guys that are, they're coming in from Margaritaville, and it's just going to be, tough.
Tampa Bay's been disappointing in big games this season during the regular season. Especially with Tom Brady thinking it was third down when it was fourth. Yeah, that was the most.
What?
So I'm going to have to go with Green Bay in this one by a field goal because Tom Brady forgets that the play clock ran out.
It's going to be close.
Could be.
That means
it's going to be close, and I hope it's high scoring for Green Bay.
That was a sweet moment, wasn't it? So.
Sweet. Man. Well, let's talk about the other high scoring game. That's a possibility.
The only other game.
Bills at Chiefs. Mm-hmm. We got a 53.5 point over under with KC, a 2.5 point favorite. So we're going to have evening. That game's going to be starting at 5:40 local time in Kansas City. So that night it's going to be a low of 31. And they've got a 50% chance of rain/snow. So vamos a ver, a little bit of wind, 5 to 10 miles an hour. It's not going to make a big difference with the quarterbacks that they got. But with this one, it really is. about Patrick Mahomes.
Injury. That's it. Exactly.
The head injury.
Hope he has State Farm insurance.
Yeah, exactly. What are we thinking on this one? Ricky.
Go with him. He's already practicing on a limited basis. And this is the game to go for in the league that we're in. I picked Josh Allen. I picked Patrick Mahomes. I picked Tyreek Hill. And you have to pick between Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce, because Kelce is so expensive right now. Either when you play both games or just this game alone, he's like more than double the next tight end. So you really got to think if you're going to use him or not. But on Mahomes' injury, dude wants to play. This is an awesome game to go against with him and Josh Allen, two guys who are the next young guns of the NFL. So he wants to play in this. I believe he will play in this. There's no way, he says. No way.
I think the fact that he's already practicing, it's a good sign.
Right. I think you have to be at a protocol, right? Just for the team to be able to allow you to practice. That means you're.
Yeah, exactly. He's reached that far.
But well, didn't he have another injury? There's another injury, right? Besides the concussion. Yeah, His toe. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, he was definitely limited.
He's fine. He's going to play no matter what. And if
he plays, man, you can't be like LeVar Ball and just speak it into existence, man. Okay. Like, just because you say he's fine. No, it doesn't mean he's fine. Everyone knows in the NFL,
but
a toe injury
just signed a half billion dollar contract.
He's not Steve Austin. He's not bionic. If he has a toe, it can hurt, and that can limit him. I think
this guy can throw from any angle.
Look, man.
So he could probably throw with a limp. So I expect him to play.
No, I don't think so. They were talking about that. There was a throw during the game where he was on his back foot, and he was he had time, and he still threw off his back foot. He threw the ball into the stands. The guy was open in the end zone, and then he threw the ball like 10 yards out of the end zone.
So you're saying he has power even when he's getting thrown to?
Well, I'm just saying with an injury, he's all discombobulated. The guy, he was open. The guy was open, and he threw the ball out of the end zone off his back foot.
He's gonna play.
He didn't.
If he's already practicing, he's going to play, guys. I don't expect him to need to practice. They just need to win this, and they're in. And they're in.
And they're in the Super Bowl.
Either way, it's going to be a hard game, no matter if they play Green Bay or Tampa Bay. But they just got to get by Josh Allen.
Oh, I know. It's my call. Here's my call. And this may be the fantasy gods, heaping their blessings upon the Bills. I called this like 2 weeks ago. The Bills are going to win the Super Bowl. I've called this for a few weeks.
You called this 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, not on our show.
That's a prophecy.
I'm just saying. It's bold. You had the Saints. You had the Kansas City Chiefs. I think that was pretty bold. But like I said, maybe this is where Mahomes has a little injury, tweaked his toe. He can't throw that well. I think the Bills will win this game. And I think the Bills take everything. I think they go all the way.
I agree with Hector. I think it's going to be Buffalo and Tampa Bay. It's going to be these defenses that are just woken up, and they're going to sit there and Buffalo just looks like they're having fun. And then now we got Cole Beasley, I think, kind of full force. And people, they don't understand. He was like, he's the guy that kind of keeps,
he's the Edelman. He's the Edelman, man.
He sucked last week.
Well, he was hurt, but now he's not hurt no more.
He's a decoy.
Oh, now magically he's not hurt.
But Mahomes is magically not hurt.
I know he's hurt, but Mahomes is a different beast.
Okay, Rick. Okay, Rick.
Different. All right, look, you need to look at John Brown with his 11 targets last week, which was par with Stephon Diggs. And I think Beasley's going to be another decoy. I think old man Beasley, because he is a little bit older now, he's down the injury report because they'd rather have him out there being a decoy, getting attention and keeping Brown open again. So the only person I would put money on for this game is Stephon Diggs, because the dude knows how to get open. But I think it's going to be Casey all day once again. How could you bet against them, especially in the AFC Championship game? I just don't get it.
I'm just saying.
In KC.
Hector,
I play against you in drafting,
right,
so I love that you have these ideas.
Greg,
talk to me about Beasley.
Well, I thought you were like looking over my shoulder at one of my lineups. I've got him snuck in as a like little value play because nobody's going to play him this week because he got zero catches last week. So That's the type of player you want to put in a millionaire lineup, because everybody loves that recency bias, right? They talk about that. Yes. Like, he was hot last week or he was cold last week. So they usually are like affected when they play. And again, you remember there's millions of people that are going to be playing these tournaments at DraftKings, as shown by their record December month of revenue. But it's, yeah, Beasley, I got him there. I think it's a great pick, but let's talk quarterbacks, because that is the key thing, right? You're going to start your lineup with your quarterback, right? During the regular season, it's easy to go cheap at a quarterback. Here, we're not going cheap. So if you're looking at Mahomes and Allen in this game, and it's $700 difference, basically that's like a running touchdown. Since Mahomes will be in the concussion protocol, since he's got a toe issue, he's not going to be doing any quarterback sneaks. He's not going to be doing any run, any RPO at the goal line. So he's going to lose any running capability, right? He might do a, like, if they're running, streaking down the line, they got four going deep on single coverage man-to-man, then he maybe steals like 15 yards, right? But you got to go, Allen's going to be the play here, right? Now, going to the contrarian play, a lot of people will be thinking, especially the sharps, maybe you play Mahomes in a lineup or something like that. But I'm Allen all day here with Diggs and Brown. Yep. And then even going, like, you call it like the super stack in the playoffs on a short slate, then maybe you sneak in Beasley too. If you don't sneak in Beasley, then maybe you're playing Singletary again, because, again, if he's the only running back, then he's also catching passes again too. So any update on Moss this week? He's done, right?
Moss is out. He's out for the playoffs. Yeah. So it's Singletary's game.
Yeah, so Singletary with the two. I got Brown and Diggs and then Allen. And then I think I have Beasley pulled around in like another third lineup where he's just sort of just filler, just in case. But I'm, Brown had some great games this year. He's sort of sneaky fast. I think he just sort of can find some space out there. But, again, a good game. And I just think that because Mahomes is going to be limited, if he takes one shot to the head, they have to pull him. Right.
Yeah.
So they're going to try to not do that. Now, from the Buffalo side, we all know football, hit his ribs, you know, sweep the leg. You know what I mean? That's what they're going to be doing, right? Take this guy out when we can. So I don't want to take that risk, knowing that if Mahomes is cleared or not cleared, I don't want to put my money on him playing a full game. And you guys saw my lineup last week. Call it lucky, but I had Kelce and Tyreek Hill, but I put Baker Mayfield as my quarterback, because I thought Baker would have to play catch up and score more points than Mahomes. So that was just a lucky play. But again, I'm just afraid to play Mahomes this week. So
Sweep the leg, but, Johnny. Is that what I heard? You know,
sweep the leg, Johnny.
Sweep the leg. Yeah. You know what I mean? Sweep the leg. That's why Belichick would never disclose the injuries, because he knows other people will target those injuries, right? Hit the ribs. Oh, it must be his ribs, his hip. You saw the quarterback for Ohio State, right? I mean, come on. That was it. All over.
But. Yeah, he was definitely the different guy in the second game. So yeah. With, you know, you're fading Mahomes, but what about Hill and Kelce? I mean, Kelce, the Bills are not good against the tight end. They're 22nd against the tight end.
Yeah, so if I go to one guy, it's Kelce. He's been the most consistent. Hill had a great 3 or 4 week run there a few weeks ago, but he was injured. But he also gets a lot of plays that are could be running or end arounds and then RPO stuff or just battle, you know, where Mahomes is getting pressed out of the pocket and then Hill comes back for a pass. If Henne goes in and you need some Henne in your lineup, all backup quarterbacks love tight ends. So Kelce works with anybody.
Henne is like penne pasta.
But again, if I play Kelce, then I probably have Mahomes in. So if I'm fading Mahomes, I'm probably fading most of the Chiefs. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's interesting. I mean, they're,
you know,
oh, he is, and they're all expensive. I mean, it's tough. So, I mean,
trickle down, you can't fade Mahomes and then say, oh yeah, I'm looking for Kelce to get, you know, three TDs. Exactly. Like, well, wait a minute. Yeah. you're contradicting yourself. Well, Mahomes is going to have a bad game, but Kelsey's going for three TDs. Like, no, you can't. It doesn't work. So the logic makes sense. If you're fading Mahomes, it's a trickle down and you got to kind of fade everybody that he'd be throwing to. Right.
Now, I think Kenny still loved Diggs Henny still liked Hill and Kelce. So I think either way, it's a win-win.
The thing to look out is McCole Hardman. Everybody loves a hard man.
A hard man is good to find.
At $4,000 is a guy that can just catch that 80-yard pass, right? So a filler like that doesn't mean that you, just because you're fading him, you know, if you want to get a $4,000 guy in, Hardman would be a guy. And then down at 3,800, Sammy Watkins, 3,700, Darnell Robinson, those are guys that you can get in here too as well. So, again, if you're looking for that, you're going to need one of these cheap receivers to fill in, right? Whether it's Beasley at 4,100 or going all the way down to MVS, Watkins, Robinson, G. Davis is out, Scotty Miller, Pringle had a couple catches last week. And those are sort of the flash in the pan guys that are difference makers. The funny thing was last week in the $300,000 Sunday, was it Sunday or Saturday? Tom Brady had a rushing touchdown, right? That's 6 points in DraftKings. And all other sports, you know, when they throw a touchdown, it's 4 points, right? So, but that rushing touchdown by Brady was the difference maker. The guy won the $300,000 first prize. So, anyway, just little things to think about in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I had Hardman in one of my lineups last week, and so he definitely helped me. But yeah, I'm still a little sobered on my thoughts on Mahomes, even with this double IPA.
Well, hey, you know what?
The irony. Yeah. You're sobered on your double IPA.
Bueno, eso es todo for our show. Thanks again to Anchor for being our hosting network and making sure Independent Podcast gets out in the familia. And again, make sure you're following us on our Twitter and Instagram at FamiliaFFB. Make sure you're getting our original content at FamiliaFFB.com, as well as our FamiliaFFB Facebook page. You can find me on Twitter at JorgeMartin17 Hector.
What the heck? 2 T's.
Yes. So make sure you're following us. We're going to have some updates here and there. But remember, everybody, todos somos familia.
Adios, amigos.
Salud.